Welcome along. It's Alan Brazil up front.
It's the Porkmeister. Yes!
He is losing the plot.
No, I'm not losing the plot.
Alan Brazil up front.
Exclusively on Audio Boom.
Can City do it? City, if they turn up.
City are going to get
it. If they turn up, you numpty.
Hang on.
What are you talking about? Welcome. This is Alan Brazil up front with Mike, Porky and Dopey Parry on Audio Boom. And don't forget, all our old podcasts are available on Audio Boom. You can also subscribe on iTunes so you never miss a future episode. So where have you been?
Where have I been?
Yeah.
In what respect, Al, are you saying where have I been? Are you saying I've been hiding because I'm an Everton fan?
Well, I was going to come to that.
Right. Okay, that's what you're insinuating. Let me tell you this. It's quite a critical moment in the life of Everton Football Club because Everton have failed abysmally this season, you have to say that. Frank de Boer, within the last few hours of us...
Frank de Boer,
thank you very much, for the last few hours, has become available, the eminent coach of Ajax, of course.
Well, the statement said... will be available for top Premiership clubs. So what are you getting excited about?
Oh, that's very nice, isn't it? So you're trying to insinuate now that Everton are not a top Premiership club. In fact, I think if you look at it, Mr. Brazil, I am a football historian. Everton have the fourth best record when you take everything into account of all the current clubs in the Premier League. That is points gained, FA Cup success, longevity, success... Goals scored, goals against, Everton are up there fourth.
I will check that.
Okay, thank you.
Right, so Roberto looks to be on his way. And by the way, you've slaughtered the poor guy. I quite like Roberto. You have hammered him.
I think your view of Roberto, Al, is tinged a little bit by the fact that when you went to the World Cup last year, 2 years ago, I'm sorry, in Brazil, you sat next to him on the plane. And, of course, you were taken in by his charm. We were taken in by his charm in the first season. He came fifth after his first season.
You were the hump. You were in row 57C. And I was up front with Roberto, that's why you don't like him.
Yeah, because I regard a trip abroad to cover an international football competition as work. You obviously had to turn it into some luxurious sort of, you know, it was almost like you were soaking in the bath of a jumbo jet across the Atlantic, wasting your time away, and Roberto happened to be there. Point of the story is, Roberto was handed a great team by Davy Moyes. Sylvain Distin was the key to why it all went wrong.
Who?
Sylvain Distin.
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 Distin, yeah.
Distin.
Don't
Distin me. Sylvain Distin. So the problem is, when he came out of the defence, because he got to 36 years of age and moved on to Bournemouth...
Well, all old gits head down to Bournemouth, don't they?
What?
You heard me. All old gits tend to head down to Bournemouth.
Excuse me, most of my family lives in Bournemouth.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
I'm going to skip over that now. So he goes off, and then, of course, it was the first challenge for Mr. Martinez to reconstruct the defence. John Stones emerges. John Stones was signed by Davy Moyes, by the way, from Barnsley, and gave him his debut. And he's then misplaced in the Everton defence.
What do you mean, by the way? Do you think I don't know that?
Yes, I know you know
that.
Who
signed Dennis Bergkamp, then?
Bruce Rioch.
How did you get that?
Because I was there the night he signed him, honest to God, with David Dean at Arsenal when they actually signed him. And
oh, in those days you were opening doors, weren't you?
No, I wasn't. I was with...
For the FA. Hello,
no,
good morning, sir.
No.
Floor would you like?
No, I wasn't.
I
was with my friend from the FA who went on to be a top presenter with Sky... Claire Tomlinson, and we happened to be at Arsenal that day because she'd just been appointed the Arsenal press officer. So I was on the inside, okay, pal? Right?
Can we talk football?
Yes, let's talk football.
Instead of your past?
Yes.
What a game. West Ham against Man United, what a game. Fabulous. There's a problem before. Let's do it quickly, get it over and done with. I want to talk about the game. The game was great.
Yeah. The interesting thing there is that two men there had their managerial reputations on the line. And I think...
What?
The two men there had their managerial reputations on the line.
Bilic?
Yes, of course he did.
He's had a brilliant season.
No, I don't agree. He could still then, after that result, have said, we can still make Europe. But I can't now, can I?
Of course I can.
No, he can't.
Europa League.
I don't think so.
Of course they can,
it won't
you
happen.
Numpty.
Al, it won't happen.
What, West Ham?
Yeah, it won't happen.
Do you want a bet now?
Yes.
I'll have a bet now. Case of your favourite blue nun.
Yes, that'll do. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Except I don't drink new nun, but that's on. West Ham will slip out of the European places.
They will not.
They will.
Anyway.
They
so
will.
Before the game, there was chaos outside.
Yes.
Really didn't like it.
Yes.
Although I will say, why did United not get there much, much earlier?
Mm.
Did a problem? getting to Tottenham. The game was delayed.
Yep.
They've done it again. This is the last game of the of history at the Bowling.
Yes.
They should have been there. I'm sorry, Mike, 5:30.
Well, I don't agree with you, Al.
What?
We've all been to West Ham. We've all come out of the tube station, walked down Green Street. It is literally a cosmopolitan street. It's narrow. There are shops. There are trading businesses on either side. There are stalls on the street.
It's hard to get in and out of.
Yeah, very hard indeed. Now, what I would say is this, is that West Ham, quite rightly, really, really beat up the old PR on the last game at the Bowling.
Mm-hmm.
But they should have realised that there were an awful lot of people going to come to the area around the Bowling just to join on the night without going into the ground. They should have known that. So what I'm saying is, it was a public order issue. It's not Manchester United's fault that when they drove to within three streets of the Bowling Ground, the streets were swamped with pedestrians and they couldn't get through. What then?
So you're blaming the police, the Met police?
No, I'm blaming West Ham and the Met police for not talking to each other about... When I go to some grounds, Al, I remember last time I went to Fulham when Everton played there, they closed the grounds three streets away from the stadium. And that's not on a huge occasion when it's the last game in the stadium. They just know that if you're in a taxi and you're going up to Fulham or something like, or Chelsea or something like that, you can only get so close. At West Ham, they didn't close any of the roads around the ground. And that was a recipe for chaos.
And it was chaos. But on the pitch was great.
Yeah.
And the atmosphere within the ground was superb.
Yes.
Loved it.
Yes.
I loved it. And Martial showing again. I had my doubts when he came from Monaco. I thought, really?
Yeah.
Who is this kid?
Yeah.
But he's definitely this year proved he's very, very good.
He ran the West Ham United defence ragged. Literally. No answer to him whatsoever. He just...
But to veer to West Ham, after the cup tie that United beat them, and United have now made the final, of course, against Palace.
Yes.
To be fair to West Ham, they responded.
Yes.
They wheeled out all the old guys from whenever.
Yeah.
It was a great night and they could not fail. Bilic was in tears when the winner went in and eventually the whistle was sounded. That was fabulous.
I don't understand that. Why was he
it's
crying?
It's emotion, you tube.
No, why?
Some of us have a heart. You've got a third of a heart, which is cold as ice.
No, if that man had been, with the tears in his eyes, it had been Martin Peters, if it had been Jeff Hurst, if it had been, you know, the late, great Bobby Moore.
He played for West Ham, Bilic.
Yes, I know he did.
He was a crowd favourite.
Not for long. He played for them for two seasons and then guess where he
went? That's enough.
Guess where he went? He went to Everton. Right,
yeah.
He went to Everton. He was a star at Everton. So what I'm saying is, all the tears and all that are all great and all that. But
he put it on, did he?
No, I would say it was a bit of a kind of, you know, turning to the crowd and saying, look how much I love West Ham. I'm crying. You know what I mean? There's a bit of that about it, isn't there? You know what I mean?
He speaks like that, does he?
Well, yeah. Well,
was that your Croatian, Eastern European accent, was it?
Well, I've been there, Al. I've been there. I know how people speak there. You know what I mean?
Yeah, do you?
Don't worry about it.
Anyway, let's move on.
Yes.
It was a big victory for West Ham, who will qualify for the Europa League. It's another case you'll make.
No, I'm sorry. I'm just not convinced about it.
Do you know the permutations? Yeah. There's so many and you haven't got a clue.
You're convinced they're going to win away at Stoke?
They'll be in the Europa League because of what else happens around. With the cup final, with Liverpool winning against Seville and Basel. You watch. Right, anyway, move on.
Yes.
One of my favourite restaurants in London.
Yes.
Very nice, if you like a bit of fish and a little bit of chilled chablis.
Yes.
One day I may take you.
Okay.
Right? But it's in Scots and Mayfair.
Oh, I've been there.
No, you haven't.
Yes, I have.
No, you haven't.
Yes,
no,
I
you
have.
Haven't. No.
No, I'm sorry. I'm not getting into my personal details of my
You've been in
hot life.
Spots where they do discounted shoes. This is Scots, right? And then poor old Fergie coming out of there with Pochettino. What do we make of that? Now, you are an ex-evil son, snapper, journalist.
Excuse me. I work for a lot of newspapers. You
work longest, I believe, at The Sun. Before and then, inevitable happened. You got the tic tac. You've been in Mystique, hiding behind hedges, catching Mick Jagger on the job.
Yeah, all did that for the Express.
So, what was this about then? Why was Fergie having lunch with Pochettino?
It's absolutely obvious that Manchester United are now stalking Pochettino, wanting him to go to Manchester United as their next manager. Okay, Sir Alex Ferguson may not be the manager of Manchester United anymore, but he is still a £2 million a year. Get that out, £40,000 a week.
Good luck to him. I'm not like you.
Oh, absolutely.
I'm not bitter and twisted. Good luck to
him. But he's a £2 million a year ambassador to Manchester United.
That's why you sacked me twice, because I was earning too much money.
No, No, it wasn't. It was because you were earning a lot of money, but you never turned up for work.
Rubbish.
And sometimes when you did, you weren't sober. So I'm afraid that was a different
My
issue.
Back's so bad, I was carrying you all the time, so don't give me that.
Oh, is that right? Yeah. Well, your knees were so bad, mate, you had to come into them in the studio on your hands and knees, but that's another story.
I don't think so.
Now, what I want to talk to you about is this. Sir Alex Ferguson's value to Manchester United at £2 million a year is to attract the very best talent to Old Trafford, because they haven't yet got a manager who has the importance and the stature that Sir Alex Ferguson had. So they're very right to keep him on, so that if there's a player who is, you know, hedging his bets about whether to come to United or not, are they in the Champions League next season, is the manager any good, Ferguson gets on a plane, goes over there and convinces them this is the job to do. He's done exactly the same thing with Pochettino. The idea that Daniel Levy said, oh, no, we all knew that Sir Alex was having lunch with our manager Pochettino, is a complete and utter falsehood. But what could Mr. Levy say? He obviously didn't know the meeting was going to take place. And if you did, Mr. Levy, I apologise.
Well, I was going to say, how do you know this?
Because if he did, he should not have let it take place. Because,
oh, sorry, Poch, you can't have lunch whenever you want.
You cannot have lunch with Sir Alex Ferguson. Do you know why? It's like letting your girlfriend, who's very good looking, go and have lunch with George Clooney.
Well, I wouldn't know about that because I'm married, but you certainly wouldn't know about it.
Yeah, she says, don't worry, darling, you know, I love you to bits, I'd never be unfaithful to you, but I'm just going to see George Clooney. And the boyfriend says...
For an espresso.
Yeah, for an espresso.
And, no, Nespresso.
Oh, Nespresso, right, okay,
God,
yeah.
Doesn't even watch telly.
Yeah. So what happens then is the girlfriend says, oh, you know, I don't fancy George Clooney, for goodness sake, he's only the world's most eligible man. I mean, don't worry about it, you know. So Poch goes off to...
Your imagination.
My imagination, mate, is based on experience and fact. Pochettino sat down with Sir Alex Ferguson. Do you not think that during the course of that lunch, dinner, whatever it was, he wouldn't have said, by the way, son, Old Trafford, Manchester United.
Pochettino doesn't speak like that.
No, this is Sir Alex Ferguson. By the way, son, you know, he says, it's a great future for you, Old Trafford, son. Have you thought about it? Are you sure that didn't happen? I think it did.
No, I don't.
I think it... Oh, so what do you think they were talking about then?
I think it's one of the top restaurants in Mayfair. And yeah. I think, I want to congratulate, I'm in town, should we have lunch?
Yes, right, yeah. And what else should we talk about, eh? Should we talk about the fact Manchester United have slipped below Tottenham Hotspur in the league rankings, that you're the manager of Spurs, that you very nearly won the Premier League, that you bring young kids through and we've got millions of them at Manchester United. Have you ever thought about it?
Pure speculation.
On, don't be naive.
No, pure paper talk, speculation. No,
in your heart,
I want
you
to move
know.
On.
You
I
know.
Want to move on about relegation. Big Sam's come up trumps again.
He has, yeah.
Defoe. Yeah. Newcastle and Norwich down.
Yeah.
And by the way, your shower were a disgrace against Sunderland.
I was not proud about Everton's performances either at Leicester, where you hate to make up the numbers, don't you? You knew it was a celebration party for Leicester and you thought, well, you know, go on, give it something. Just try and wreck their party, because that's what your job in life is as a professional footballer, and they didn't. So we conceded three goals there. Morales scored in the 88, so we got one goal back. We then go to Sunderland, and I'm thinking now about the very best Everton supporters who are travelling supporters, right? Late travelling game to Sunderland to see Everton beaten 3-0 again. Awful. Shocking. Everton owe those supporters a really, really strong response to a dreadful season. And it should have been a great season, Al. It should have been a great season. The spine of Everton was very, very strong with the obvious combination of John Stones and Barkley and Lukaku. And I'm afraid...
So who's going to stay? Who's going to go?
I think that depends on who they appoint now as the new manager, because it's absolutely obvious that Mr. Martinez has to go. He has to go. We all know that. And by the way, as we speak, the Everton board, I think, are looking at all the options. But it would be...
Dutch.
Well, you see, this is interesting that De Boer has left Ajax. Now, I don't know an awful lot about De Boer. You know more about him than I do.
De Boer is a French butter. De Boer.
Yeah, De Boer.
Franck De Boer.
De Boer, De Boer. Yeah, De Boer. Yeah, okay. But all I'm saying is, I personally, if Everton are looking for a new manager of that ilk, would approach Southampton Football Club and try and appoint Mr. Koeman.
Oh, you're having a laugh.
No, I'm not having a laugh because...
Ronald Koeman has got his sights now. He is so high now in people's reports that he could be Manchester United... it could be Arsenal.
Who told you that?
I know for a fact.
You know that for a fact?
Yeah.
And is Arsene Wenger going anywhere?
Probably not for a year.
Well, that's all I'm saying. So what's Mr. Koeman supposed to do for the next 12 months, then?
Hang
around Southampton?
He has done a fantastic job.
What? Keep the seat warm?
He has done a brilliant job.
Okay, he has, but I mean...
I do know... And no newspapers have picked up on, so it could be a vicious rumour. There's someone at one of the London clubs has had a big, big bet, and I mean a big bet, that Koeman will be the next Manchester United manager, right? And
you're talking about this being an appointment before the start of next season?
Yes.
Right.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. So the LVG, look, he looked devastated. And by the way, after the attack in the bus, he's entitled to be, but at the end of the game, he was a bit shell-shocked. I'm not saying they'll lose the final because I think they'll probably just win it.
Yeah, cool.
But if they lose the final and they finish outside the top four, because I think City will do it, then he will not be there next year.
Louis van Gaal?
No, won't be there.
Yeah.
Edward Ed Woodward will be... He will take so much flack, he has to get rid.
Why do you think that there is such a stubborn resistance at Manchester United to appointing Jose Mourinho?
I have no idea because I love Jose.
Neither have I.
And the Premiership loves Jose.
It's mad.
Yeah.
The world's best...
And he will not wait a year, trust me.
The world's best club manager, who is Jose Mourinho, if you look at the stats, not very many managers have gone and won two Champions Leagues at two different clubs in two different countries, right? He's one of them. I think there's only two, isn't it? I think him and Ancelotti, thank you very much indeed. You know, I think that's the only ones. Why would you be hedging your bet about taking that man on to run your club? Could it still be that the old guard, and I'm talking now about Sir Bobby Charlton, a magnificent ambassador for football in this country, is he still holding out and saying we don't want his sort round here? And
maybe.
If he is, shouldn't somebody override that? There is nobody better than Mourinho.
I agree. They might say he doesn't play the style of football. I don't care.
Well, should we get back to the winning ways first?
Correct. Jose, I love to bits, right? Not because I've done private interviews and stuff.
Yeah.
He's great. He's very witty as well. But his track record says he should be at Manchester United.
Exactly.
We hear him and Fergie got on well, so is it Sir Bobby who doesn't like him?
Mm.
I don't know. The Glazers, look, who is making their decisions? Ed Woodward's looked after the family wealth and business deals for a long time. Mm. So maybe it's down to him, and maybe he asked Fergie and Sir Bobby. I don't know, but Jose will not wait about much longer.
I've had an interesting theory put to me over the weekend by somebody who knows a lot of things about Manchester United, and he said, don't think it's all one-way traffic here about Jose going to Manchester United. His representative, Jorge Mendes, is absolutely insisting if you put a contract in front of Jose Mourinho, it is absolute control of all matters pertaining to team. Buying, selling, hiring, sending players out on loan, bringing young players through. That is totally and completely...
Well, my guy...
And Jose is actually saying he won't sign a contract with United until all that's included.
Well, my guy who's in the know says, who does know, George, says there's no deal.
Do you know for what reason, though?
No. But there's no deal.
No, well, that's what I'm saying. Yeah, so it could be because Jose's not happy with the terms of it.
I'm just told there's no deal.
Yeah, okay.
Do not rule out Koeman. Yeah. Right, we should move on, Pookie.
Yes, please, yes.
We'll skip Do we skip the Premiership? No, quickly.
Yeah.
Man United, Bournemouth, Swansea, Man City. Swansea have hit a good bit of form at the moment.
Yes.
But City, it's so, so disappointing in the Bernabeu.
Mm.
A bit better against Arsenal, but blew up.
Yeah.
They have to win.
Yeah.
Man United will beat Bournemouth. Make no mistake, they'll beat Bournemouth.
Yeah,
City
I'm
have to
will.
Win.
Yeah. The thing is, Al, you know, you were with a great manager who had a great bond with his players, Sir Bobby Robson in your days. If he were told in January or February, I think it was March actually, oh, by the way, he's going, and that did happen to Bobby Robson when he was England manager, he was told he was going prior to and after a competition, he went off to PSV, didn't he, in Holland. Now, if you suddenly knew the manager wasn't there, that must have a mental effect on how you respond to being picked by that manager.
I said at the time, the City situation was a disgrace.
Yes.
The Pellegrini was leaving.
Yeah.
I said that's really a negative. One or two people who I worked with said, No, the players will respond, but rubbish.
You were about to say Biloxi there, weren't you?
I was not.
Yeah,
no.
I think you were, but anyway, go on. Yeah.
I was talking about belonging to something.
Oh, belonging.
There was no, and I thought, bad news. Mm. But they got to a semi, and I thought, come on, you can do this. Mm. They were pathetic at the Bernabeu.
Well,
no urgency, nothing.
Yeah.
So he's too soft. The manager's too soft.
Yes.
And they shouldn't announce that. So let's forget that.
Yeah.
City have to show their courage.
Yes.
They're Niagara's. No, I can't say that. They've got to show their spirit, their spunk, if you like, Mr. Parry.
Cajonies?
They have to show their spunk down at Swansea.
Ooh,
can they do that?
A bit risky here,
right? I'm not. No.
Anyway, I suppose they can, but I mean, from what you've just told me, is that there seems to be within the Manchester City players' heads a little bit of doubt about their conviction to the cause.
Yeah.
You know, in the sense that you pull on that that sky blue shirt and you think, this is for everything, except that when you know that the manager's literally been stitched up.
Yeah, no good.
Undermined, sent out, that could happen to a player.
They cannot lose that fourth spot. Guardiola will be saying, what have I done? Pep will be saying, what have I done? Let's move on to championships briefly. I know you just stick to the Premier, but I do like my championship.
Well, I believe in the best style, you see. I believe in quality. I believe in getting to the top. When I get onto an aeroplane, I turn left. I don't turn right. I regard the championship as turning 57C. Right.
57C.
Sorry, what?
57C.
What do you want about?
That's where you normally... You had... I don't like the front. Mm. I don't like near the captain. I'll go up the tail.
No, I don't think so.
Yeah, you do.
I don't think so.
So, we have two crackers.
Not unless we're on a budget flight.
We have two crackers.
The guy next to me is eating his own mineral sandwiches.
So, well done to Burnley. Well done to Middlesbrough. Mm. Brilliant for Middlesbrough, by the way.
Yeah.
And Burnley for the region. Gives him a lift.
Yeah. Sean Dye. I told you. I'd get him off.
Yeah, go on, yeah.
That was something to do with Sean Dyche, I believe.
Yeah.
Sheffield Wednesday, Brighton.
Yeah.
Old mate Chrissy Houghton. Brighton, the owners, the new stadium. They finished, I think, was it 10 points above off the top of my head?
Sheffield Wednesday.
But that means nothing now.
Yeah.
It's even Stevens.
Yeah.
And I think if Brighton... I think Brighton will make the final, but I don't know if they'll get to the Premier. I think they'll get a good result at Hillsborough, full house.
Yeah.
I think it could be a 1-0 defeat or a 2-1 defeat or a 1-1, and I think they'll get back to Brighton and beat them, right?
Yeah.
I do.
The saddest stat, Al, is that the team that finishes third, closest to the team that finishes second, very rarely gets up, because I don't know if it's a human emotion about the things that, we just didn't make it.
What do you know about human emotions?
You've
already
about
talked
emotion.
About Bilic, tears in his eyes. You're calling him a soft Croatian idiot.
No, I didn't say that.
Well,
and that's wrong of you to say
you
that.
You hinted.
I thought he's playing to the crowd a bit there, you know what I mean?
Oh.
Yeah, a little bit, you know.
Hello, give him a bath.
My tears.
The other game, Derby Hull, cracker.
Yeah. Yes.
We've got Kevin Phillips, I spoke to recently.
Yes.
He's a coach. You got Harry in there overseeing things.
Yeah.
Stevie Bruce's Hull hit five last week.
Yeah.
Derby done the double over Hull last season. This season.
Okay.
This season, beat them home and away.
Yep.
Hull have to get a result with Derby. If they take them back to Hull, they'll beat them, I think.
Yes.
But if I'm being honest, I think it could be a Brighton-Derby final.
Yeah.
And I've got a feeling Derby might do, that the curse could happen again.
Right, I totally disagree with you in one
respect. That's good news.
Yeah, that's good news. I think it'll be a Brighton-Hull final, and I think Hull will get through.
Well, Stevie Bruce, a pal of us, I'd be delighted if they do.
Yeah, I think that's what's going to happen.
I talk about Liverpool-Sevilla?
But I feel very sorry for Brighton, as you quite rightly say. They were a whisker away from automatic promotion.
They've had a great season.
Yeah, they've had a great season, yeah. Right, go on, Liverpool-Sevilla.
First of all, I'd like to say, disgrace, 10,000 tickets. Absolute joke. UEFA bums, UEFA idiots, again, have cocked up.
Why is the final being played in a stadium with a capacity of 37,000?
No idea.
Liverpool,
because the heads are up the backsides, that's why.
Right, yeah, let me tell you this. Liverpool have got one of the biggest fan bases in the world. It equals Rangers and Celtic in terms of worldwide appeal. No, it does, right? And what I'm saying is, like, fans will fly in from all over the place, like Canada and Singapore and Australia, to try and get to this in Basel.
In Basel.
It's called Basel.
I lived in Switzerland for 18 months. It's Basel.
Basel?
Yeah.
I'll tell you two things about Basil. Basil Fawlty and Basil that I put in my spaghetti bolognese, eh? And Basil Brush, yeah. But Basel is the city, okay?
No.
That's the way traditionalists pronounce it. Anyway, all I'm going to say is...
And it borders what other countries?
France.
And?
Italy.
Germany, try.
In Germany.
Try Germany.
Yeah, not Italy, Germany. I just forgot. I was rewriting the map.
That's the old Nottingham Polytechnic. No good, eh?
The University of the Trent, actually. So what I would say is I think Liverpool have got a great chance of winning this. It will be a spectacular occasion, a little like what we saw outside West Ham's ground the other night, except the European police are usually rather more brutal in controlling crowds.
Oh, so the blue nose from Everton fan reckons Liverpool are going to be, the fans are going to be unruly.
No, I didn't say that. What I said is there'll be an awful lot of them. And there'll be an awful lot of them, and that means that there will be, you know, sways of fans, you know, like a tidal wave of humanity going up and down the streets and around the ground and all that kind of stuff. That's all I'm saying.
Yes? All I'm going to say,
yes,
Porky, you're a tube.
Brought to you by Audioboom.